We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Other people start interviewing me, and we start struggling. We get a point at those guys. It's their struggle, not ours. You know, they jinx it.
And the Phillies lead for the first time in this series 4-3.
We're going to blame Lou Maloney.
That's a wait. Did that start last week? Because it's a pretty good week, Alex. Or does it start tonight for us?
It starts tonight.
Red Sox 5-game win streak comes to an end.
Oh, that's too much. That's too much pressure.
Dale Arnold.
How many sour pusses do you have anyway?
Rich Keefe.
No, not your mommy.
Dale and Keefe, middays on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number three, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI. Let's correct one thing right off the bat. The Patriots will, in fact,
that's right,
play the Jacksonville Jaguars before the playoffs. They play them, in fact, in week two.
Week two.
So Tom Brady will get his opportunity.
He will.
Without Jalen Ramsey.
Without Edelman.
Might not be such a... Well, I like it if you can get Gronk in the matchup with Ramsey, but...
Yeah, you'll try, but I feel like he'll just be shutting down whoever's left. Yeah, Philip Dorsett or whoever. Yeah, Chris Hogan.
Cordarrelle Patterson or something.
It is ridiculous, but there has been some carryover from the Ramsey stuff. And I know we'll get to some other things here coming up this hour as well, Dale, but the piece on Yahoo
Sports... 30 at the bottom of the hour.
Well, noon 30, all bets are off.
I will just tell you that we will bring an old friend back to the program.
Yes, we will. It's not Michael Holly.
No.
or
Jerry Thornton.
As a heads up.
Or Eddie Andelman.
But I actually...
Or Bob Neumeier.
Oh, boy. Who else you got? Anybody else?
That's all I got.
I love... So the headline is, Jaguars Jalen Ramsey is the hero or villain the NFL desperately needs. It's Dan Wetzel on Yahoo, and he goes through, and he's like, yeah, it's not sportsmanlike. It's not polite. It's not nice. But what he's doing is just straight-up trash talk. And he is going to have to face all of these guys on the field. You know, he could face Josh Allen. They play the Bills week 12. You know, Tom Brady, he didn't really say anything bad about Brady, but he faces him in week two.
He said he doesn't suck.
Pretty good. Compared to what he was saying?
By his standards.
That's high praise. But don't you think it adds intrigue? Because now when the Jaguars face one of those quarterbacks on the list and Ramsey gets absolutely burned, you're going to remember that. Or if he shuts the guys down, you're going to say, man, look at him. Like, he's backing up what he said. So I love it. I think it's great. And he's obviously quite a character, a very confident individual. I think it's good for football. So I'm with Wetzel on that.
So there's we were talking about Tom Brady, and Rob Parker said that he won the MVP a year ago by default.
Which,
that,
yeah.
the
Jets are going to win
the
division.
The cliff is here, right. And he might pick the New York Jets. So there was an interesting statistical thing that NFL Draft Insider.
Not Elias.
No. NFL Draft Insider. They had a couple of breakdowns. They had the most rushing yards given up by each team. And they went through every team in the NFL. And like O.J. Simpson had the most rushing yards against these teams.
Oh, so, gotcha.
So the most passing yards given up by every team in the NFL. They've got the list. They've got it all broken down. And, like, for instance, Peyton Manning has the most passing yards given up by two teams. He's got the most passing yards given up by the Cardinals.
Huh.
And he's got the most passing yards given up by the Titans.
All right, that one makes sense.
Titans, it was 425. That's the most passing yards they've got.
Big number.
It's a big, not gigantic, but a big number.
All right.
And the Cardinals, it was 479. So, you know, pretty impressive. Dan Marino has the most passing yards given up by two teams, the Jets.
Yeah, makes sense.
And the Patriots.
How many yards against the Patriots?
473.
Jeez. I was going to say, a few years ago when they really started that bend but don't break, they gave up a lot of yards to scrubs, but apparently never more than that. I was like, Chad Henne had a game against them that was probably in the 400s.
Like Boomer Esiason has the most passing yards given up by two teams, the Redskins and the Rams.
He was an MVP.
Yeah.
Pretty good quarterback.
By the way, he had 522 against the Redskins.
Jeez.
And 490 against the Rams. Ben Roethlisberger has the most yards given up by three teams. The Ravens, the Seahawks, and the Colts. By the way, against the Colts, he threw for 522.
Jeez.
Tom Brady has the most passing yards given up by four franchises.
Okay.
The most on the list.
Right.
He's the most passing yards given up by the Dolphins, 517. The most yards given up by the Eagles, 505.
How about that? Take that, Lane Johnson.
The most given up by Buffalo, 466. And the most given up by Pittsburgh, 432. Now, that is the most. Roethlisberger is next. He's got the top of the list for three different franchises. And there's some weird ones on here. Doug Williams has the most passing
Super Bowl
yards
winner?
Ever given up by the Vikings.
Yeah, that's odd.
I mean, it's just Gus Frerotte.
Oh, I loved Gus Frerotte.
Has the most passing yards ever given up by the Chargers.
Gus Frerotte was great. They'd always do the QB challenge, and they would never get like the best quarterbacks to do it. And Gus Frerotte was in it like every year.
Elvis Gerbach.
Gerbach's a nice player.
Has the most yards given up by the Raiders. 504.
That was a big game for Gerbach.
Against a big game for anybody.
It was.
Vince Ferragamo.
I remember Vince.
Has the most yards given up by the Bears. 509. I mean, some of these on here, like Tommy Kramer. Has the most yards ever given up by the Browns.
That's a weird one.
So the point here is for a guy who, you know, some people aren't willing to say is the best quarterback who ever lived.
Yeah, it's hard to find stats where he's not right in the top group. Like, pick whatever stat you want. And that's another reason why that Scott Kazmaier guy who we had on a while ago kept propping up yards per attempt, I believe, as his main go-to thing. Because it was one of the few stats that Brady didn't dominate, or is at least sort of like whatever random thing you look for, whether it's passing yards against a team or whether it's all-time passing yards, all-time touchdowns. Now, I know he doesn't have those leads or those records yet, but if he keeps playing and he plays as long as he says he's going to play, he's going to continue to pass more guys. I mean, it's really Peyton Manning, Brett Favre, Dan Marino is kind of the conversation that he's in. Drew Brees as well, actually.
So the detractors would say it's not him, it's the system, right?
Which I don't
get. It's the system in these four franchises that he tops the most passing yards four different teams have ever given up. It's not him.
You would think opponents would have 18 years to take a look at the system.
Might
to sort of
change
maybe
the system around a little bit.
So like, hey, maybe try to get in the way of his favorite receivers or anything like that. As we're talking about passing leaders, Dale, do you know, this is a little trivia question for you. Do you know who the leader for most passing yards in a game is? Most yard, or who threw it and how many yards? All time. This is the NFL record. It's not Tom Brady.
Well, Warren Moon threw for 527 against the Chiefs once.
So Warren Moon and Matt Schaub both had a 527 game, and those are tied for second behind Norm Van Brocklin.
Baby.
554 yards. He was playing for the Rams, and he did that against the New York Yanks.
Which don't exist anymore.
Which probably don't have much of a pass defense.
The New York Jetropolitans.
Nope, 1951, Norm Van Brocklin. So that's the record. That's the number to get to if you're Tom Brady.
The most, and this is just because I get a kick out of some of these, the most receiving yards the Patriots ever gave up in a game.
Was it Flipper Anderson?
272.
Whoa, 272? What year was that?
I don't know.
Oh.
To Charlie Hennigan.
I would not have gotten
not
that.
Not familiar with his work.
I'm glad you didn't have me guess.
The most rushing yards that the Patriots have ever given up in a game. 250.
Probably that Wildcat day.
Nah, this wouldn't be hard for you to figure out. With a modicum of thought, you'd say, O.J. Simpson.
Oh.
Ran for 250 against the Patriots.
That makes sense. So there you go.
Some of these are fun. Some of them you go, who?
Yeah.
Like Charlie Hennigan, I should probably be aware
of. I don't remember that game. Did you call that game?
I don't think I did, no. I'm looking at some of these other names on the receiving list. Brian Hartline has the most receiving yards ever against the Cardinals.
That was probably with Chad Henne because he had some random games that he threw for a ton of yards.
The most receiving yards in a game, Flipper Anderson.
Yeah.
Like 336.
Yeah. Ridiculous. That's never going to be topped.
Calvin Johnson, 329 against the Cowboys.
Although he made it pretty close. Wasn't that a Thanksgiving game?
I think it was Monday Night Football.
Oh, it was Monday Night Football. I remember watching that game. That was
three touchdowns and like three of them were over 70 yards.
Yeah.
And yet, there are those who will tell you Tom Brady's not the best quarterback who ever lived. When we were talking about this yesterday, somebody texted in and said, oh yeah, he's the master of the 3-yard pass. Greatest of all time, my ass.
Why'd you pop in the 07 tape? A lot of 3-yard passes in 07?
Not I feel a like lot there was of them, a no.
ton of 3-yard passes there.
But see, Giants fans or Jets fans, and there are some in New England, yeah. Dolphins fans.
Right.
Never understood it, but there are a lot of those.
True.
Down around Rhode Island, they would all know what a hot wiener is. Dolphins
they would.
Fans.
Okay. Any update on the hot wiener stuff?
Well,
we
I don't think it gets here that quick.
No.
No update yet, but it is 1 hour from McCoy to here. So
oh, I don't okay. think they're going to drive it up, are they?
That's what it sounded
like. That's what
like.
They said. Whoa. Yeah, I'm telling you. All right, well, I'm looking forward to
that. We could be rocking our Hot Wieners gear before we leave the building
we
today.
Could. Yeah, we could.
617-779-7937. Joey's in Lexington. Hey, Joey.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're What's doing great. On? How are you?
Hey, I love the new time slot. You guys are great together.
Thank you. Thank you.
I like when you get mad at each other, too. That's kind of interesting.
Every once in a while it happens.
Hey, you know who's – I have no – what was that guy's name? Parker? Or
yeah,
Parker?
Rob Parker. Yeah.
I'm going to be just like him. I have no stats, but I'm going to tell you who's going to win our division.
Who's that?
The New England Patriotonians.
There it is.
Well, well done.
Thank
yeah,
you,
well,
Joey.
Well played.
The New York Jetropolitans. The New York
Jetropolitans.
Yeah, that's true. You don't need to back it up with anything. You just say it, and there you go.
That's all. I just wanted to throw that silly little joke to you guys.
Thanks Thank you, Joey. Lot. Appreciate that. He had as much stats as Rob Parker did.
No, he probably has as much knowledge. No, he probably has more knowledge
I was gonna say, he probably does.
Than Rob Parker does.
Yeah, he's just throwing that out there. He feels good about the Pats. So do I. So does Vegas. So does everybody else.
Noon 30 is coming up next.
Woo!
It is the return of an old favorite.
I can't wait.
Somebody that we've been dying to bring back to you, and we'll do it again coming up in just a couple of minutes. We are probably a little more excited about noon 30 today than other times. Of course, this is only the fourth time we've...
I'm always
actually,
excited for noon 30.
The third time we've actually done it. We didn't even do it on Monday because it was Patriots Monday.
We were too busy. We weren't in the studio here.
We were at Gillette.
But noon 30.
But this is our third noon 30, and it's our first opportunity to welcome back an old friend. You'll remember that during Dale and Keefe or Dale and Holly with Keefe, a big part of our final drive often was our buddy Mike Francesa, the sports pope.
Who's been back now for several months.
Part of the Entercom family.
He is.
The,
sister station down there. He is.
And now he just recently decided, despite all of his protests, that this was never going to happen.
He hated it. He hated it.
He was never going to be on Twitter, then he was on Twitter. They asked me to come down and go on Twitter. Yeah.
So he signed up, and he had his first tweet at the Twitter headquarters.
Had to do it there.
How many guys have ever done that? But yeah, so he's all in on Twitter.
So not only is he all in on Twitter.
Yeah, so you know what that means.
His very first Twitter Q&A.
It's recording. Oh, it is now? All right, hello, everybody. We're going to take some questions from the Twitter universe out there. Make them good. No stupid ones, please, because I'm only here for a couple of minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And we're at the wonderful Twitter headquarters here in New York City where they have all these little gadgets and games. So we'll take some questions at Ask Francesa. So let's go.
So, first of all, some people do Twitter Q&As. Dale, you've probably done them where...
You could do it sitting here. I could do it sitting in my car.
You could sit there. Or you can also do it where people just... write to you a million questions, and then you write questions or answers, I should say, back. And you can just do that back and forth for as long as you want to do it.
Now, that's for everybody
no,
else.
No, he's got to film himself or have somebody
and we're
film
at
him.
The wonderful Twitter headquarters
yeah.
here.
to be, yeah, you're on. Go ahead.
All right, so let's fast track these babies because Frances has only got a few minutes here, okay?
That's a good point.
Let's start right
off. This one seems to come up a lot. Is Joe Flacco an elite quarterback? The answer is a resounding no.
And that was great because that was PFT commentary.
Yeah, but wait, that's it?
Yeah, he just drops
a no.
He's got a lot of questions to get to. But that is a tremendous thing that they have lived on there from Barstool and PFT. Is Joe Flacco elite? And Francesa has no idea where it's coming from, or he thinks it's a serious question and just says no. So there you go.
I mean, I was kind of hoping that Mike would, you know,
tell you why or who is.
Build
or
on the
who
answers
is
a little bit.
No, I guess if you're going to ask him a yes no question, Dale, you might get a yes no answer.
All right. So maybe this next question won't be a yes no question.
Okay.
Who's the person whose opinion you have to hear when there's a big sports story? That's easy. Mine.
Wait.
So he was asking him, whose opinion do you want to hear? And he's like, yeah, mine. So that's like the kid in the Little League World Series that who's your favorite athlete? Myself. Same thing. But that makes
who's
sense.
Who's the person whose opinion you have to hear when there's a big sports story? That's easy. Mine.
He's peerless.
Wouldn't he already know his? He wouldn't actually
hear it.
He already knows his, right?
I think I just saw, he doesn't respect anybody else in the sports media. I think that's pretty clear. Right, he would have mentioned somebody else.
So this morning in the office, we were trying to scare the crap out of each other.
Yes.
And we pulled up the
as movie, we normally do.
We pulled up the movie
showing
trailer.
Up in masks.
Yeah. We pulled up the movie trailer corners. For the movie The Nun.
The Nun coming out in a few weeks.
Which is coming out in a few weeks. Yeah. And it's a little scary.
It's very scary.
So I'm guessing that Mike's a big scary guy.
Oh,
too.
Probably.
I don't watch horror movies. I don't watch science fiction movies. I don't watch cut up people, you know, Friday the 13th, chop people up movies. I hate that stuff. You know what? I like boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy girl gets girl back, good triumphs over evil. Give me those kind of movies or, you know, a real story, something. But I can't stand horror movies. I never liked them, didn't like them as a kid. So I don't have a favorite horror movie. I hate horror movies.
He likes rom-coms. That's what he likes. He likes boy loses girl, boy gets girl.
Pretty
boy
Woman.
Meets girl, boy loses girl, boy girl.
Boy girl.
Pretty,
he likes boy
pretty
girl
Woman
stuff.
Brings a tear to his eye every
He's
single
pretty
time.
Woman. Yeah, she was a prostitute.
No.
Yeah, she was.
I refuse to believe that.
She was.
Give me those kind of movies or, you know, a real story, something, but I can't stand horror movies.
Big Notebook guy,
I never
guy,
liked
I'm
them,
guessing.
Didn't like them as a kid. So I don't have a favorite horror movie. I hate horror movies.
How do you not have a favorite horror movie? Come on.
By the way, his longest answer so far has been about
horror movies
yeah. which
he
doesn't
watch.
I hate horror movies.
Hates them. He also doesn't watch science fiction. I feel like you're really closing the doors off to a lot of really good films.
I don't watch science fiction movies.
Well, that's
I don't watch cut-up people.
I have heard him talk about Star Wars before.
Can I suggest that he's probably not going to be a guest on the Dork Podcast anytime soon?
Too bad. Well, we could do rom-coms. We talk all movies on the Dork Podcast.
I think that you've
not a lot of rom-coms.
Yeah.
It's mostly science fiction and horror.
That's Marvel.
Don't watch horror
and, right, and comic books. We've heard him talk about Avengers in the past. He was not a huge fan of the Avengers films.
No, probably not.
He wasn't.
All right, so we know what he thinks about horror movies. Let's see what his next hot take is.
Can you recall your worst caller ever? Well, many of you out there have tied for that title, I can promise you, okay? So many of you that I probably couldn't decide which one of you would get the distinction, but I promise you, many of you in the audience
so he just
have
calling everybody.
Tied for worst caller, I promise you. So keep trying.
Everybody is. Every caller that he's ever had.
All of you out
there
are tied for worst caller.
And yet every day he just takes a million calls every single day. Hates them all, takes them all.
So let's be honest. One of the things that excited us a lot,
yeah.
I think Lucy actually brought this to our attention originally, was the fact that Mike's got a new app coming out.
Well, that's really,
by the way, I haven't really heard much about lately.
Not yet. He's revolutionizing the game. Mike Francesa's new app. And I honestly believe it's the only reason why he's back on the air and why he's on Twitter.
To sell the
app? Certainly Twitter. Maybe even why he's back on the air. I think he's just promoting his new app. Is it even out yet, though?
It's not out yet. It's supposed to be out in time for football season, I believe.
Oh,
to coincide with his Sunday show, I think. But it's supposed to be something like we've never seen before.
I bet it's not. I bet it's more of the same. I bet it's just an app.
This is a great question. Will you be on the app regularly? This app will be me. The idea of this app, and that's the reason that I came back, and that's everything that we have planned, is this app is about me. It's going to be me on it all the time. It eventually will be my broadcast home. So I will be on it. I'll be on it all the time. I will be on it at crazy hours. I might be on it at 7 in the morning. I might be on it at 2 in the evening, at 2 a.m. after a big game. So, yes, I will be on the app all the time. I promise you, you'll get sick of me. I'll be on the app so long.
You know, there's something about
it's going to be all
Mike,
me.
2 o'clock in the morning.
2 a.m.
Sitting
Francesa.
Around in his T-shirt and his underwear.
Probably too much.
Belching and stuff.
Is he going
to crack on?
Is he going to have to go to Twitter headquarters every time he wants to use it?
I'm hoping not.
He you should know, be able to do it at home, but I don't know.
We are all three of us. I don't know about Lucy yet, but Jason and Rich and I are unabashed fans of Conrad Thompson.
Yes,
who has revolutionized the wrestling podcast industry. He's got three of them out there right now that are gigantic.
They're all,
Bruce Pritchard and Eric Bischoff and Tony Schiavone, and he's now got all of these guys on what's called Patreon. Which sounds a lot like Mike Francesa's app.
It kind of does. I'm guessing
on there
it's all
the time,
all free,
doing
right?
stuff at all hours of the day and night.
Yeah, I guess it's probably not going to be a free thing. And then, see what he also said is, he goes, and pretty soon, that's
my broadcast home.
My broadcast home. Meaning,
did somebody tell David Field?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be on the radio too long. Until I think he's going to But if he's smart, he'll wait until the app gets really popular, if it does. And if he has a lot of people there, if he can try to monetize that.
That I came back, and that's everything that we have planned is this app is about me. It's going to be me on it all the time. It eventually will be my broadcast home. So
what does that mean? Does that mean I'm a fan?
I would say not.
That's what it sounds like. So eventually, so he's just going to do this
another
forever.
Retirement tour for Mike Francesa?
It could be. And then Bart Scott can get the old time slot back, and then go
that
there.
Might not work so good. Maybe not. Well, final one that we have. I don't know how many of these questions he actually took, but the final one that we
had
have.
A couple of minutes.
Okay. Let's be honest. This is the question that if you had been on there.
Yes.
This is the one you would have
probably.
Asked.
The question is, when is the last time you fell asleep on the air? The answer obviously is I don't know, because if I was asleep, how would I know I was asleep?
Deep,
Wait a minute.
Thoughts from Mike Francesa.
So last night I fell asleep. I know that I did because I fell asleep and then I woke up from my sleep. I feel like most of us here. Did you sleep last night, Dale? Did you know?
Not
you
as
slept?
Much as I would have liked, but
all
yes,
right.
I didn't
ask you about the quality of sleep. Okay, I just said, did you sleep at all? And did you know that you slept?
Yes, I was fairly aware.
It's not one of those things where even if you black out, you eventually know that you blacked out, let alone you fell asleep. What was he talking about?
He was trying to be creative
he
with
was,
a funny answer.
But he did fall asleep.
The answer, obviously, is I don't know, because if I was asleep, how would I know I was asleep?
This isn't Inception. Like, you fell asleep, then you woke up. That's how you know you fell asleep. Like, oh, what happened? Oh, I must have fallen asleep. We saw it. The last time you fell asleep that we saw, you were doing a Yankee interview with Sweeney Murty, or Murty, who was just going on and on and on and on and on about the Yankees. And he dozed off, then he woke up, and he looked like he had no idea where he was. He fell asleep for like 15 seconds.
Yeah, here's the problem, Mike, is that you were on TV when you were sleeping.
Yeah, and he woke up like he was shocked that he was still on the air.
I hate horror movies.
That's disappointing, because I thought me and Mike had a lot in common.
Not anymore.
No, I guess not.
I don't watch science fiction movies. I don't watch cut-up people, you know, Friday the 13th, chop people up movies.
Well, I mean...
See, that was part of our whole discussion this morning in the office about horror movies.
So he didn't watch Silence of the Lambs? You're missing out on a great film there.
I like that one.
I don't think that's a horror movie.
No, that's more of a psychological thriller.
It's one of the great horror movies of all time.
No.
I do not put that in
the category.
Yes, it is.
Oh, no. What?
Outvoted. Done.
Silence of the Lambs is a horror movie.
You just lost 2-1.
We need more votes. Lucy, get off the phone. Stop talking to whoever that is.
Lucy's doing like an IT
Lucy,
call.
Get off the phone with that person. We need to tie this up. Lucy, Silence of the Lambs, horror movie, yes or no?
I would say more psychological thriller.
Thank you, Lucy.
Every movie doesn't have to have one genre, you know.
We just told you the genre this one is.
Right. How many horror movies are even nominated for Academy Awards?
That was one of the very few.
The Exorcist wasn't it?
I don't know.
It was Academy Awards.
Sixth Sense was. Sixth Sense is a horror movie, too.
That's not a horror movie.
Yeah, it is.
Horror?
Yeah, you heard me. Horror. Horror.
I hate horror movies.
I think it's a horror movie. I think it counts.
You looked up something. What does it say?
No, I didn't look
you're
up
getting it from, you're getting it from
you.
You're getting
it
from
you. Didn't get the answer he wanted.
I'm trying to bing something.
No, he's moved his seat, so I can't see what he's Googling anymore.
No, you can see. Oh, yeah. Well, good. I have some privacy, finally. Silence of the Lambs, according to, Wikipedia, is a 1991 American psychological horror thriller film. Woo!
I'm not giving you the point.
Horror movie. Text in right now. Horror movie.
Answers are always wrong.
I'm with friends.
Silence
on
of the
this.
Lambs. Do a quickie Twitter poll. Silence of the Lambs on Dale Keefe WEEI. Horror movie, yes. Horror movie, no.
I'm with Francesa on this. I have no desire to see, like, the Saw movies. No, thank you.
They're pretty good.
I'm not interested.
Donnie Wahlberg turns in a hell of a performance in the second one.
Look at that. Donnie Wahlberg, Sixth Sense, tied in there, too.
He's in a lot of horror movies. Yeah.
Horror movies, I don't know.
He was great in that movie, though.
Saw is not a horror movie. That's more like a
gore. So you're
going to
tell
film.
Me Hannibal Lecter and Buffalo Bill are in a non-horror movie?
No, it's a psychological thriller.
Oh, that's got horror written all over it.
There's some horror to
horror movies can be thrilling, and thriller movies can be horrifying.
This is like going to be a bad argument, too, because there's no right answer. We're going down.
What do you mean? I have the right answer. It's a horror movie.
Scariest movie I ever saw was The Exorcist. That wins for me.
Yeah, that was
that's
scary.
The scariest to this day. And I've seen it, you know, a number of times since then.
Yes. Yeah.
Still scares the crap out of me. By the way, congratulations to Mike Giardi. begins his efforts on behalf of the NFL Network. Mike has left NBC Sports Boston. We told you that a week or two ago. He will be based in Boston covering the Patriots for the NFL Network.
Pretty good.
I mean, if he couldn't go cover Jimmy Garoppolo, that's perfect.
That's true. Speaking of NBC Sports Boston, guess who's in on Early Edition tonight? This guy.
Wait a minute. You can do that now?
I sure can. I can do whatever show they want me to do now. I have all the time in the world. And so probably thanks to Mike not being there, I'm going to be in at 6 o'clock tonight.
And Lou not being available.
That's true. So there's two guys down. Next man up.
They're running out of folks, aren't they?
No, they are. I'm sure a lot of people said no again, but here I am. So 6 o'clock. Tune in.
So there's been some discussion, especially this offseason, around the NFL. You know, is Tom Brady the greatest quarterback? A lot of people have talked about whether or not Bill Belichick is the greatest coach. I don't know a whole lot of people who are still throwing shade at that argument.
Yeah, who do you go with? People, who's the other guy?
I mean, I guess they'd say Chuck Knoll or, Vince Lombardi.
Yeah, I guess
you
got to go back quite a ways.
You'd have to go back a ways. But I think most people now kind of acknowledge at this point that Bill Belichick is the greatest quarterback who ever lived. So they had this discussion yesterday on First Take, right?
Okay.
And it's Stephen A., and it's Max, and it's Molly Quirum. Is that how you say it?
Kiram.
I apologize. Just got married to Jalen Rose, right?
How about that? Congratulations.
Congratulations to those two kids. Mm-hmm. And there was something on there. Jerry Thornton, our buddy Jerry Thornton, wrote about this today. It jumped out at him, and it sort of jumped out at us as well.
Not only the greatest NFL coach of all time, he is the greatest football coach of all time.
I want to hear what Ryan and Molly have to say, because your argument is not moving me a little bit.
I just need to say one thing, okay?
Please. Well, both
First
of, y'all.
Of all, the Spygate is a legit argument, right? If you're filming people's practices, etc. Deflategate, Stephen A. Smith. Do you know what that is? That's deflating football. How's that on Bill Belichick? Oh. That's on Tom Brady to make himself.
Just tell me when y'all want me to take all y'all on. I'm just letting you talk.
He's right. Other people over.
He's not
the
right.
Footballs.
They he's not right.
Another, people do.
He's not right.
It has nothing to do with Belichick.
She's really disgusted with you right now.
So,
first off. Max,
don't you realize I don't care? Have y'all not figured that out? It doesn't bother me if I ever take y'all.
I'm going to talk to the people that are correct.
Good. He's a hater.
All right, so we got to go back.
There is something there that would jump out to you.
There's something there that Molly said. Now, somebody recently said, not recently, not long ago, said something similar on ESPN.
Hannah Storm had apologized.
Well, she didn't. They apologized at like 2 o'clock in the morning and tried to take it back, but Molly, I just want to point out one tiny little factual error in your argument.
Yeah.
Well, both
First
of y'all.
First of all, the Spygate is a legit argument, right? If you're filming people's practices, etc.
Stop. What?
Molly.
Didn't happen.
Hannah got it wrong. They had to apologize for that.
Right. Are they going to apologize for this tonight at 2 o'clock?
Apologize at 2 o'clock tomorrow morning for Molly Kiram's.
I feel like the answer is yes to that. I feel like they will probably. Yeah, they're going to have to issue something. If they did it for Hannah Storm on, was it SportsCenter, whenever she said it, I think they're definitely going to have to do that. That's not true.
I mean, honest to God, it becomes urban legend after a while. Yeah. Well, you know, they filmed teams' practices.
Like, no, they didn't.
No, they actually didn't.
They didn't.
Well, both
First
y'all.
Of all, the Spygate is a legit argument, right? If you're filming people's practices, et cetera.
Et cetera.
Et cetera.
Does that cover you? Does that save you? Well, et cetera. What I meant, the et cetera part is probably true. The first part is just wrong.
She took him off the hook for Deflategate. Yeah, so that's not Bill's fault.
Oh, at first, I was like, is she going to blame him for that too? I was like, what is happening here? But so she's saying Bill Belichick, maybe not the greatest coach of all time, because they
filmed other teams' practices.
Okay.
Deflategate?
It's just
she's upset about it.
So
passionate.
So do we think ESPN is going to correct this? Hell no.
They will. There's enough angry Patriots fans that'll get after them, I think. And then they will, because they had to correct one before, I think they will with this. And I don't know when they will do it or how they'll do it. It'll probably be pathetic and it'll be, you know, super late at night. It might end like the midnight Sports Center. They'll be like, oh, by the way, Molly Kiram, during a segment on First Take, wrongfully said that the Patriots filmed practices. It was games. And you're like, okay. So I wouldn't be surprised if there was some sort of statement.
So, and this is something Thornton pointed out when he wrote about this, taking ESPN to task. And he goes back to the Danny Ainge, Tree Rollins battle.
Yeah.
And as he points out, the belief to this day is that Danny Ainge bit Tree Rollins, even though it was the exact opposite.
Right.
There's there's photographs of Tree Rollins with Danny Ainge's fingers in his mouth. and yet, you know, there will be people even today
just forever
who will tell you
is
that
what you're gonna think
Ainge
of.
Bit Tree Rollins.
Now, this is, I was checking Molly Kierum's Twitter. She hasn't tweeted in like a week, so there's no apology there. We'll see if ESPN does it, but I bet they end up.
You know what the problem is? They don't have enough viewers to actually tell them that they got it wrong.
That's true, too. But now
deflaking? That's deflating football.
But now that we mentioned it, maybe that the word will carry. If Jerry Thornton's writing about it on Barstool, that'll sort of push that forward, and there'll be enough people to sort of just bombard them with tweets and emails and phone calls. Do you still call people? Yeah, you can call them. There'll be something. It'll be buried. It'll be tucked away, and it'll just move on.
With the Hannah Storm, yeah. It was literally at like 2 o'clock in the morning on
Hannah
Sports Center.
And Hannah Storm's not the only one, but there's a lot of former athletes or former football players, I should say, that keep that going too. And it's one thing for them to say it. Like, it's one thing for a random ex-player being interviewed about it and just throwing that out there. But when you work at one of these networks and you're supposed to be a host of one of these shows.
Maybe you should get it right.
Yeah, it'd probably help.
Now, this is the deal, and I mean, this all goes back to the front page piece that John Tomasi wrote in the Boston Herald.
Hey, I don't care about the Patriots, Belichick, Brady, they cheaters.
This all goes back to that, which, by the way, they retracted.
Right.
They apologized for.
How many years ago?
They apologized front and back pages of the paper.
10 years ago, 11 years ago.
This was retracted. They said, nope, that was wrong. It never happened.
Right.
And yet the minute it hit the printed page, for much of America, it then became fact from this day forward.
Well, that happens all the time now with all these stories. Like, think about what was going on in Hollywood. I mean, it still is, but even go back a couple of months where it was really going. And you would just read headlines. You just scroll through headlines of what these guys, most of the time guys, were accused of. And if you just read the headline, you would never circle back. Right? There was a few guys that found out didn't do a thing. And then there were others that were terrible people, but they were all linked together as like, you know, monsters or creeps or whatever they were. And the ones that come out later on, be like, that one story that we had, I think Aziz Ansari was one of them. Like, Aziz Ansari, that didn't actually happen with him. It's like, yeah, but for a little while it did, because it was the headline. And then so some people never hear the updated version, and then they continue to tell that story.
Bill Belichick was guilty of Spygate.
Right.
He pled guilty of Spygate.
Pled guilty.
He paid.
They were punished.
They videotaped the Jets' place calls on the sideline.
Right, in the wrong spot.
They were in the wrong spot
after being told to not do that.
And yet, for America, Spygate is
walkthroughs and practices.
Exactly. Which, by the way, they didn't do either.
No.
The first story was they taped the Rams walkthrough before the Super Bowl.
Right.
And Marshall Faulk
is convinced that that happened.
He said that over and over again. Secret stuff in that they could never have known, and they knew it was coming. And then it became the practices. They were videotaping practices.
Right.
For America, you are never going to change this.
Was it our guy John Ritchie? Wasn't he saying that too? Remember WIP? Was that one of his big claims? I don't know if we even have that anymore, but I think he was, during one of his rants, he's probably yelling at me for my role on the show, but then he got into...
I played the game!
I know that he did. I appreciate that, John. We thank you for your time in the league. But he was going on and on about, you know, this is a team that taped practice. Oh, he said, like, their practice. Remember, he was
He said they did.
He said they taped our practice, talking about the Eagles at the time of that's the Donovan McNabb Super Bowl.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with Donovan McNabb throwing up on his shoes.
And then the hotter-than-hot take that he had, now that I'm jogging my memory, was that the Patriots won their first Super Bowl because it was 9/11, and the NFL wanted that.
Rigged it.
They were the Patriots. After all,
red, white, and blue.
So it's like, I can't take anything you say seriously. But yeah, he was saying, oh yeah, they were taping. They taped our walkthrough. And you're like, first of all, the wrong story was about the Rams walkthrough, not your walkthrough.
It wasn't yours.
So now you're just taking that. You're just exaggerating. You're adding your own little wrinkle to it. But that is that. I mean, that's going to continue to happen, though. Like, Molly Kierum is not going to be the last person to sort of put that kind of false narrative out there. Right? Because there's enough people that believe it, or they just read the first article, and nowadays they didn't even talk, or they listened to First Take, or were watching that, or whatever. They hear
it. How many times is ESPN going to say this same thing wrong, though, and just keep saying it?
Whatever you set the number at, I'll take the over.
Hannah Storm and Molly Kierum aren't the only ones who have said it on ESPN.
No, that's true.
They're just the most recent.
Right. It'll continue to happen.
We're pretty upbeat guys.
Is this my
but
man,
there, there comes
this
a time
show, yeah.
for hate, and this is the time. And we're getting lathered up for the Eagles and Patriots. And I turn the floor to you, John. I hand the football to you and say, John
Bowl,
Ritchie, your hatred of the New England Patriots, the floor is yours.
Here we go. John Ritchie, WIP.
We have a checkered history.
Yeah, to say
me
the
and
least.
The Patriots.
Oh, yeah?
My teams and the Patriots.
Except
they videotaped our practices.
Stop. Okay,
and
that's good.
Roger Goodell destroyed the tape.
Oh, there it is. Actually, yeah.
They videotaped our practices.
Right.
They beat us in the Super
Look
Bowl.
Look how adamant he is.
After watching those videotapes and seemingly knew a lot of what we were doing. It really bothers me. We'll never know.
Can I point out
exactly
to John Ritchie
how much that helped them? That's disgusting to me.
No one other than John Ritchie has ever said that the Patriots videotaped the Eagles practices.
Yeah, and he's saying it in
2018. It has never been a thing.
He said it in 2018, like it was fact. He was like, yeah, we have a checkered history. Because wasn't he on the Raiders during the Tuck rule game too?
Yeah.
So he was on that team, so that's fine if you want to talk about that. A screwy rule, whatever. But he's saying it like it is absolute fact. So everybody listening to WIP in Philly, it's a great station down there, they're listening to him, and they're like, oh, they taped the Eagles practices too? So they knew what was coming? I mean, Donovan McNabb was throwing up in the huddle, and Andy Reid had his hands around his neck. I don't think that had anything to do with taping walkthroughs.
Philadelphia fans are pretty stupid.
Well,
so
were
some of their radio hosts as they were tying. If you remember,
look at Rossi with the Hot Wieners hat. Oh, my God. This is fantastic.
Yeah, we got Johnny back here dropping off stuff.
Thank you, Johnny. Hockey. Appreciate that.
I don't think I said that right. No, but this is them. Back in the day, if you remember, around the Super Bowl time, we were taking some of their show and playing it. So now John Ritchie tries to correlate Spygate with that.
I mean, well, they're following with the Patriots.
Does winning, listen, the Patriots. I think we're a little bit.
You know, I'm saying the Patriots tape things, John.
Strong work there.
Must be a New England thing. John and I, you know,
we're
obviously
focused on this game. We're
everyone,
focused
yeah.
on the, you know, like let's talk some football. Yesterday, we were just, you know, reminiscing and sort of confiding in one another what we didn't like about them. But I mean, why are they going back? Why are they using our show to make that
I guess
show?
They need some help with content.
So they are actually our direct competition now, because that was when we were in afternoons. They were actually the midday show there, because their afternoon show we love. We got along with those guys. We signed
with
cast
those
guys.
They were fun. We had a good time with them.
Those were some good dudes. Was it Marks and Reese? Those were great guys. So now we're head-to-head with John Ritchie and the other guy that he was on there with.
By the way, just because we played the audio from your show, John, doesn't mean that it's now right. We were actually pointing out, John, that you were wrong.
Right, rather than us
that
just
no
reading
one,
your quotes.
Yeah,
we
no one other than
it.
You ever said that the Patriots taped an Eagles practice.
Well, and down there, too, there's going to be zero pushback on that. So that's just going to be.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Well,
uh-huh.
just like think about it. Like, what do you like? So on first take, so Molly Kierum is sitting there with who? Max and Stephen A. That's the show, I believe.
Yeah, Ryan Clark was in as well.
And Ryan Clark certainly isn't going to correct him. Holy smokes, he's probably like, oh yeah, they taped our walkthroughs too. But nobody corrects her. They're all on the panel together.
Yeah, they could have just said, no, Molly, that didn't happen.
They're like, well, you mean, you know, like the game.
The signals yeah. of the Jets.
Not practices, but they all just kind of nod. They're like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh.
And then some people, and you're right, it's probably a limited group, but the people who are there listen to it and they just take it as gospel. And so to answer your question about, will this keep happening? Probably. It probably. Because it's going to keep getting brought up. You know, the longer Brady and Belichick are still in the Patriots, the more of the legacy talk is going to continue. And that is, it's a part of their stories. I get that. But just make sure you get the facts right about it.
Do we think anybody at ESPN dropped Molly a quick email? Molly, by the way.
No.
We had to apologize about this once before when it was said on our air.
I doubt it.
It wasn't true.
Not yet, anyway, until they all of a sudden.
Well, it happened yesterday.
Well, they should then. So that was yesterday's show? Were they on?
I don't know. Yeah. It was yesterday's show, and I haven't read anything on ESPN since.
Yeah, so they're probably just going to maybe let that one fly, or you get the 2 a.m. burial. Like, oh, and by the way.
Something was said on First Take today that was incorrect. And in other news.
It was a half-truth.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.